PJM Winter Outlook finds tightening reserve margins, written by Devin Leith Yeshin and read by an automated voice. PJM's Winter Outlook found the RTO should have enough resources to meet the forecast peak load of 145,700 megawatts, although the reserve margin continues to decline as new resource development lags. If the forecast is reached, it would surpass the previous winter's record-setting peak of 143,700 megawatts. Load growth has continued to erode PJM's reserve margin, which stands at 7.5 gigawatts in the forecast, down from 8.7 gigawatts in the previous year. About 4.8 gigawatts of new nameplate generation was included in the modeling. Much of that is solar, however, and amounts to just 1 gigawatts of capacity. The grid is set up to keep the power flowing reliably this winter under forecast conditions, but the tightening of our margins will begin to impact us in the next few years if it continues, said Aftab Khan, PJM Executive Vice President of Operations, Planning and Security, in an announcement of the Winter Outlook. PJM is working on multiple levels with all of our stakeholders to reverse this trend of demand growing faster than we can add generation. The analysis shows 180.8 gigawatts of operational capacity, which includes 177.9 gigawatts with commitments in the capacity market, as well as resources anticipated to be available. An additional 7.7 gigawatts of load management will be available. Of those resources, 15.9 gigawatts is expected to be on outage during periods of system strain, and 5 gigawatts of exports were included. The reserve margin measures the amount of operational capacity above the 90/10 diversified load forecast plus the 6.8 gigawatts day-ahead scheduling reserve requirement. The amount of operational capacity reflects improvements in resource performance observed since the December 2022 winter storm Elliott. After that storm, PJM made several changes to its emergency procedures, non-performance penalties, and advanced commitment practices. The announcement says the margin could become tighter if those improvements do not continue. Generator performance will be critical to maintaining reliability this winter, said Mike Bryson, PJM Senior Vice President of Operations. We are encouraged by the work we have seen by generation owners to fortify their units for winter operations, and we will continue to focus on communication and coordination that help us understand how PJM can help to mitigate gas scheduling challenges or other generator limitations. Presenting the outlook during the November 3rd Operating Committee meeting, PJM's Akash Patel outlined the preliminary results of scenarios exploring how low renewable generation or the largest gas contingency could affect the reserve margin.
If wind and solar output were to be 3 gigawatts lower than expected, there would be 200 megawatts of operational capacity available before load management would be required.
The largest gas contingency would take 4.7 gigawatts off the system, shrinking the reserve margin to 5.8 gigawatts, pairing the two scenarios would leave a 2.8 gigawatts margin. Paul Sotkiewicz, president of E-Cubed Policy Associates, questioned why PJM included 5 gigawatts of exports in the analysis, stating that PJM's governing documents require that non-firm ties to other regions be curtailed if it falls into a reserve shortage. PJM Director of Operations Planning Dave Sauter said the 5 gigawatts is the historical value PJM has exported over peaks. The study results indicate with that level of exports, PJM would be deficient and would begin implementing procedures to curtail off-system sales.
The announcement of the outlook says PJM and Reliability First intend to double the number of site visits they will conduct at 30 generators to share best practices on winterization.
PJM also will conduct unannounced tests of generators that have not run in the weeks ahead of the winter season.